Hi everybody, it's been a minute. I have not made an episode in quite a while. I just wanted to jump on here and say hi. Hope that everyone is doing and feeling well. Hope that you're all in good spirits. Hope that you're in perfect peace and perfect health. I don't think this is going to be that much of an ASMR video. I think this is just going to be like a how are you guys doing type video. You probably can still sit there and relax and close your eyes and maybe just concentrate on my words and your breath. But yeah, nothing much. I'm still getting better, trying to feel better. I've been thinking a lot about different things that I want to do for my podcast and see if anyone is interested. So I don't know if there's anyone out there that is suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. I'm thinking about starting a group for support for that, but I want to see how to go about it, or any autoimmune diseases. Just so we can support each other. I've learned that it feels good when you have other people that you know that experience the same things that you experience as far as pain or your struggles day to day or struggling getting up in the morning and moving around and still trying to do the things that you need to do for your family and work and everything like that. So, if anybody is interested in that, a rheumatoid arthritis support group, leave me a message and let me know if this would be something that you'd be interested in, or let me know what you'd like to hear me talk about. I think that I am finally going to start my journey, my lock journey. I've been thinking years about, getting locks, and I think I'm going to go ahead and do it. I have a consultation today. And I think once I talk with her, I might go ahead and set my appointment up. But I just wanted to say hi, you guys, and see how you're doing. And see what's going on with you, regardless of what's going on in this moment right now. Whether it's something that you're facing financially, mentally, or physically, just know that it's not going to last forever. Just know that this too shall pass. Just know that you're going to come out of this just like you came out of everything else, regardless of what it looks like or what it feels like. Just know that. I think that I am really nervous about starting my locks because it's just different when you're doing something different. And I'm trying to make this journey about me and not about other people. You know, we have a tendency as humans, I don't know if everyone does, to kind of be concerned about what other people think instead of just doing what we want as long as we're not hurting anyone. So I'm excited about it, but I'm nervous about it at the same time. And I want to embrace myself. I know that there's going to be moments where I'm going to look at my hair and I'm going to say, what did I do? Because I know it goes through different phases and it gets frizzy and it shrinks. I'm already natural now. I think I've been natural for maybe, it has to be over 15 years. But yeah, I'm going to decide to go ahead and lock my hair up. So yeah, I hope to be able to share my journey with you, or if anybody out there is locked or just started locking, share your journey with me. Let me know what you went through, what stage you're in, how long you've been locked. How did you make a decision of who to see? Did you start your locks yourself? Did you go to a loctician? And if so, how did you find this person? Did you have a consultation, or did you go foot first into it and just went in one day and just started your locks? How long did it take you to realize that you were really ready? Did you put it off, or did you, you know, what did you do? But yeah, I think that's it, you guys. I don't really want to ramble too long or hold you too long. I just wanted to just let you know some of the things that's going on, and I will be back. I think I'll make a podcast once I am locked, and I will tell you all about it. And I love you guys. I hope that you're in perfect peace and health, and just keep holding on. Don't give up your faith. Hold on to whatever you believe in. And thank you for listening to me, even for this short moment, because you could have been doing anything in the world right now, but you decided to sit down and relax and listen to the sound of my voice, and you didn't have to. You could have been doing anything else, but you decided to listen to me. So yeah, I guess I can do a little bit of ASMR, and then I'll talk to you guys later. Love ya. Thank you.